March 2016. A man in black stands before a crowd, collar turned up, about to reveal a car that doesn't exist yet. Within days, 500,000 people will place deposits on this phantom vehicle, a number that eclipses Toyota's entire annual Camry sales in America. But here's what the cheering crowd doesn't know. Tesla is hemorrhaging $500 million every quarter, with enough cash to survive only until late 2016. This is the Model 3 unveiling, and it represents either the greatest triumph or the most spectacular failure in automotive history. What makes someone bet everything on a dream when the math says you should quit? This is the story of how a scrappy electric car company took on a century-old industry and won, not through careful planning, but through sheer audacity and a willingness to burn down everything conventional wisdom held sacred. October 2003, engineer J.B. Straubel corners Elon Musk after a lecture, pitching an idea most investors dismissed, powering cars with laptop batteries. Musk offers $10,000 on the spot. Meanwhile, Martin Eberhard discovers electric motors are objectively superior to combustion engines. Test driving AC propulsion's awkward T0, he realizes rich environmentalists are buying Priuses alongside their Porsches. What if you could give them both in one package? With Mark Tarpening, Eberhard founds Tesla Motors in July 2003, securing $6.5 million. Musk contributes $6.35 million and becomes chairman. But there's a problem. Batteries explode. With 7,000 lithium-ion cells per car, consultants calculate a terrifying 1 in 150 chance of catastrophic failure. One viral video could doom electric vehicles for decades. Straubel solves it, spacing cells millimeters apart with cooling tubes and mineral filler that dissipates heat before chain reactions occur. July 2006. Arnold Schwarzenegger climbs into a sleek sports car that looks nothing like the clunky electric vehicle prototypes. When Straubel hits the accelerator, the car shoots forward with only a spaceship-like whir. The crowd gasps. By night's end, 20 reservations are placed. Within 3 weeks, all 100 signature edition Roadsters sell out to buyers, including George Clooney. Behind the PR triumph lurks financial catastrophe. As Eberhard basks in celebrity appearances, Musk demands costly changes. Custom seats, lowered door lips, special headlights. Production costs balloon from $49,000 to $83,000 per car. Manufacturing experts discover worse: no bill of materials, missed deadlines, and actual costs approaching $150,000 per vehicle, more than double the selling price. In August 2007, Musk replaces Eberhard as CEO. By early 2008, with the financial crisis destroying automakers, Tesla faces bankruptcy. Musk proposes something audacious. He'll borrow $20 million from SpaceX and invest it in Tesla, challenging other investors to match or be left out. The deal closes Christmas Eve. Musk has risked his entire fortune, but Tesla survives, while GM and Chrysler require government bailouts. Sometimes the difference between visionary and reckless is simply whether you succeed. January 2009. British engineer Peter Rawlinson flies to Santa Monica to meet Musk, who's just narrowly avoided bankruptcy. After inspecting Tesla's Detroit operation, Rawlinson delivers brutal news: scrap everything and start over. Musk's response, "I thought so," convinces Rawlinson this is his chance to revolutionize automotive design. His radical proposal? Build an entirely new platform incorporating the battery pack into the vehicle's structural design. Musk pursues funding aggressively. When Daimler executives express interest, Straubel's team quickly converts a smart car to electric power. The impressed Germans invest $50 million for 10% of Tesla. The Obama administration announces a DOE loan. Though unfinalized, it provides crucial credibility. Inside Tesla's Fremont factory, a gaping Olympic-sized pit, left when Toyota removed its stamping machine, symbolizes the manufacturing challenge ahead. Unlike established automakers, Tesla is building a production system from scratch while racing against Musk's summer 2012 delivery deadline. In February 2012, just 4 months before production, engineers discover a critical safety part won't pass crash tests. Quality VP Philippe Shane drives all night with a still warm replacement part to make the Monday test deadline. The Model S eventually earns a 5-star safety rating, though early production struggles, producing just 100 cars weekly by September, far short of Musk's 500 per week target. Tesla bypassed traditional dealerships by selling directly to customers. George Blankenship, architect of Apple's retail success, created revolutionary stores featuring airy layouts with interactive displays and a Roadster centerpiece. Product specialists replaced pushy salespeople, educating shoppers about electric vehicles. The stores drew thousands of weekly visitors. When Texas banned direct sales, Blankenship opened galleries that educated customers without displaying prices. Interested buyers submitted contact information for follow-up from out-of-state call centers. In 2013, Bill Wolters, president of the Texas Automobile Dealers Association, visited Palo Alto hoping to convince Musk to adopt franchising. Musk exploded. "I'm going to spend a fucking $1 billion to overturn the dealer franchise laws in America." Despite rallying Tesla owners and personally testifying, Musk failed to change Texas law, a setback that would complicate Model 3 expansion. By early 2013, Tesla had delivered just 2,650 Model S sedans, far short of projections. CFO Deepak Ahuja calculated they needed exactly 4,750 deliveries to earn $1 in profit. Musk's directive to sales head George Blankenship, "We make a dollar, we have a company. We lose a dollar, we do not have a company." Between Saturday and Easter Sunday, Tesla delivered 253 cars, surpassing their target. Sales hit $329 million, more than all of 2011. With $68 million from zero emission credits, Tesla posted its first quarterly profit, $11 million. The stock climbed, but Musk was rattled. In a 1 a.m. memo to SpaceX employees, he cited Tesla's extreme volatility as reason to stay private, arguing public markets distract from creating great products. Straubel saw a looming crisis. Battery supply would bottleneck growth. At $250 per kilowatt hour, an 85 kilowatt hour pack cost $21,000, consuming most of the Model 3's projected $30,000 price. Tesla needed its own battery factory, costing billions they didn't have. Elon Musk wanted to name Tesla's compact car Model E to complete the SEX lineup, but Ford's trademark forced him to settle for Model 3. Doug Field, recruited from Apple, discovered a deep cultural divide. Car guys, older automotive veterans, clashed with tech guys, younger Silicon Valley engineers, over traditions versus innovation. Field's mandate differed fundamentally from Model S. Instead of prioritizing excellence regardless of cost, Model 3 required hitting a $35,000 price point while maintaining 200-plus mile range. Cost reduction came through innovations: larger battery cells, 25% improved efficiency, steel frames instead of aluminum, a single center screen replacing dashboard gauges, and a ventless air system. The March 2016 unveiling stunned executives as hundreds of thousands of $1,000 deposits poured in. Musk then accelerated production despite opposition, moving Tesla's 500,000 vehicle target from 2020 to 2018. By mid-2018, Tesla was in crisis. Musk's behavior grew erratic, berating engineers, engaging in Twitter battles, impulsively tweeting about taking Tesla private at $420 with funding secured, triggering SEC investigations. Despite this chaos, Tesla hit its goal on July 1, building the 5,000th Model 3 that week. In January 2019, Musk broke ground on Tesla's Shanghai factory, completing it in under a year. This achievement, combined with strong European sales, drove Tesla to profitability. Tesla had transformed from near bankruptcy to the world's third most valuable automaker, not through careful planning, but through relentless refusal to accept defeat.